Yeah. Yes, that exactly. He should really have known better. But seeing the look on his face when he realized that he basically confessed to having tried to scam the store, that was priceless. And then I got to watch him get escorted out. I always get this feeling of satisfaction when someone arrogant gets what's coming to them, don't you? Shit. Oh, it's nothing. My pharmacy just texted me that they have my medication in. I forgot to pick it up earlier, and I need to get it before they close. It's just a few blocks away. I'll just get it and come right back. It is a bit of a walk this late at night, especially in Hills. Could I maybe borrow your boyfriend? I promise I'll bring him right back unharmed. Thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry to pull you away like that. You look like you could use a break from that scene. Something seems off with you tonight. So, seriously, what's going on? Yeah, you don't seem fine. Well, I mean, look, we've known each other for a long time. I can always tell when you're hurting. And no offense, but your girlfriend hasn't seemed to notice at all. Excuse me, what? She cheated on you? Yes, I'm shocked. I can't believe the nerve of her. Are you all right? No, that's a silly question. Of course you aren't. Come here and let me hug you. Ooh, I am so, so sorry. But she's acting pretty normal in there. Oh, God. So you caught her on your house's security cam just yesterday, and she has no idea? Obviously, you haven't confronted her yet. She's not that good of an actress. No, hun. There isn't a wrong or right way to process that. You know that if you need to leave, you can always stay with me. I've been friends with you longer than she has. And God, she's not my friend anymore, not after this. Oh, I can't believe the nerve of that bitch, doing what she did to you and then coming out tonight acting like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. You don't have to hate her. I'll hate her for you. But what are you gonna do? You're not thinking of giving her a second chance. Fuck no, I don't want you to forgive her. I think you should dump her on her ass and live a better life. Okay, but this isn't my place to tell you what to do. I'm just going to provide support and advice if you need it, but not judgment. Never judgment. Well, this is my pharmacist. Wait right here. I'll be back in just a minute. Thanks. They're usually pretty quick about stuff like this, and God, listen to me go on like nothing is wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know what I should say. Maybe I should just listen. I guess it is good to distract you right now. But I don't think it's healthy for you to stay with her anymore. I really meant what I said about you staying with me. And if you didn't want to stay with me, I can think of at least three other people who would let you couch surf. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I know it might be stressful, but maybe a clean break is best. Go home tonight, pack your bag, and then tell her you're leaving. You can come over and I'll have my guest room ready. You can crash or we can talk or whatever. Shit. We're almost back, and I'm really upset by this, and I hate that you're hurting. This isn't fair of me, but I have something I have to tell you, too. No, I mean, I hope you don't think it's more bad news. I mean, whatever your reaction to what I'm about to say, it doesn't change anything. I'm still your friend, and my offer still stands, but I've been hiding something from you for a long time, and I think I need to come clean. I love you. No, that's not right. I'm in love with you. I have been for God knows how long. I waited because, well, you know. I never wanted to be the woman that broke up a happy couple. If two of my friends were romantically involved, well, it was hard to watch, but still felt good. If I was hurting or felt alone, then at least you weren't. Plus, I'm a coward. And I just didn't want to get rejected. But I won't hold back anymore. Not after what she did to you. I'm not asking you to return my feelings. I'm not. Maybe you have some deeper affection for me, and maybe you don't. That's fine. Either way. But I had to tell you now, because for one thing, you deserve to know. And for two, I have an idea. A way to distract you and make you feel better and maybe get a little payback? Well, what I want and what I'm proposing is that you fuck me. Right now. I think any of these little alleys or entryways would work. As long as we're in the shadows, no one would suspect what we're doing. It's perfect for what I'm thinking. What would I get out of fucking you? Are you kidding? I've wanted you for a very long time. It's not just love that I'm feeling. I've fantasized about doing all sorts of filthy things with you. Sometimes you were tender and romantic, other times pretty fucking rough. That isn't all, though. I want the satisfaction of having fucked you and come so hard on your fucking glorious cock in a way that she never deserved. And I will come on your cock. I'm so fucking turned on right now that I'm aching for you. I'm empty and I need you to fill me. Only you. And okay, maybe I'm petty, but I want to sit across from that arrogant little bitch and look her in the eye and know that I'm full of your cum, and she never will be again. Fuck, I'll tell her that if you want. Good. Come on. All right, right here. Ugh. I know it is kind of tawdry to fuck in an alley for a first time, but doesn't that kind of make it a little better? A little more exciting? I mean, you could leave. I won't blame you if you changed your mind, but I'm gonna do my best to entice you by hiking up my skirt and bending over and putting my hands on the wall and arching my back so you can see how wet my panties must be. I bet you can smell me, can't you? And all you have to do is just push my panties to the side and pull out your cock and... Oh, oh, fuck yes, please. Fuck, I can feel you just there rubbing your cock against my slant. Oh, fuck. You feel so hard and big and hot. And, oh, baby, you're teasing me. Come on, please. Please fuck me. Please. Oh. Oh. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Take me, baby. Take me hard. Oh, don't be gentle with me. Not tonight. Take out your anger on me. Every time you thrust in, you're getting payback for what that little deceit bitch did to you. I can take it. Use me. Use me right now. Yeah, whenever you want. I bet that bitch never fucked you in public, did she? I bet you just wanted a missionary in the dark. Fucking bitch. Oh god, I want to fuck you so many places. Oh, I want you to fuck me so many places. Oh yes, grab my tits. Grab them hard. I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh, yes, put your hand in my hair. Yes. Oh, yes, babe, I'm your little slut. Oh, I'm your little slut. You can fuck in the alley or in your car or anywhere you like. You don't even have to ask. Oh, you could just bend me over my desk at my home. Oh, fuck, you're talking rough. Oh, no, it's good. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm so close. Oh, this is even better than I thought. Oh, fuck me harder. Claim me, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes, I want it. I want you to come inside me. Give it to me, please. Please, I'm begging. I need your cum. I need it, baby. Yes. Oh, I need it. I'm so close, babe. Come in me. 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 Right now. Oh no, you weren't too rough. You were perfect. Was it good for you? Oh. Do you feel any better? Good. Oh, kiss me, baby. I guess we kind of did things out of order. Alright. We should get back. We don't want her to suspect anything until you've packed your bags. Maximum shock, minimum drama. Yeah, I am looking forward to hearing what she says. Be sure to tell her that you're coming to stay with me. Make her fucking jealous. Oh, I never should have waited. I should have just fucking stole you from her. Okay, I promise I'll take a breath. I just can't stand the idea of anyone hurting my friends. You're my closest and best friend in the world. I bought condoms at the pharmacy too, but I decided not to ask you to use it. I really wanted our first time to be intimate. I really do feel kind of special with your come inside of me. I hope that doesn't freak you out to hear. Alright, here's the restaurant. Is my hair okay? Cool. Here we go. Hey, we're back! Yeah, everything went fine. I just stopped for a bit. I wasn't feeling quite right, but your boyfriend stayed with me and straightened me out. Oh, don't worry. He takes very good care of me. He always has, and I bet he always will. Well, it's been fun, but it's getting late. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel completely full right now. I'll see you later.